Hello and welcome to Bring Into Being. Have you ever thought to yourself, I want to feel better, but you just don't know how? Well, then this is the place for you. Here you will find practical tips, information, education, and some fun and play around self-empowerment and learning how to connect with your body, connect with your emotions, your thoughts and beliefs, and make some changes that will lead to feeling better. My name is Julie Chapman and I am your host. I'm thrilled that you're here. So let's get started. This podcast is dedicated to helping people learn how to feel better. And the first step to learning how to feel better is actually learning awareness of what currently exists for us. An easy access point is with the physical body. And once we learn awareness with the physical body, it will also be easier to learn awareness with our thoughts, our emotions, etc. So let's start with our body. As you're sitting or standing listening to me now, just take a moment without changing anything and just notice what you notice. Can you sense the clothing touching your skin without actually thinking about it? Can you sense where the weight of your body is being held, whether you're sitting or standing? Is it more to one side than the other, more forward or back? Can you sense areas of tension or tightness or pain? And most importantly, can you also sense open spaces or easeful places? There's a lot going on with our bodies at all times, and much of what we do physically is actually kind of on an autopilot system, which is good in many ways. We don't want to have to think about right step, left step, right step, left step. But at the same time, autopilot means that lots of things can go unnoticed. And so it's easy to disconnect and kind of forget how to bring awareness, bring observation to ourselves. Lives are very busy these days. There's a lot going on. It's not at all surprising that we have kind of lost touch with ourselves in many ways. Typically, we only really notice sensation in the body when there's pain or discomfort. And then if it's prolonged and becomes chronic pain or acute pain, the brain actually kind of shuts off to the messages of pain and we become disconnected in those areas, almost like a fuzzy spot on a map. So how do we reconnect? How do we start to bring awareness or observation into our physical bodies? It actually has a name called proprioceptive awareness. Proprioception is your brain and your body working together basically to keep you upright and also to alert the brain as to weight being picked up or extension in the ligaments and the connective tissues to know where is the safe zone and unsafe zone for movement. It's a good system. But again, we can become disconnected from it. Proprioception is also that thing that allows you to right yourself when you stumble or trip and stay upright. Thank you, proprioception. We like you a lot. So practicing proprioception is important in many ways. Many years ago, I decided to join a women's running group. And I have to admit, I was a little bit overweight and definitely out of shape at that time. And I didn't really recognize then, and for quite a while afterward actually, how disconnected I was in my life in general. But that's another story for another episode. As far as proprioception, I was disconnected or out of touch with sensation in my body. So when I began the running schedule with the ladies, I had a wonderful time. And that's when I started to actually notice my physical body. Because of course, I hadn't been doing anything physical. So suddenly, areas were sore that I didn't even know existed. I'm sure there's some of you out there that understand. So what I realized as I continued my journey with running, week after week training, I realized suddenly I was thinking more about what I ate, when I ate, and how I ate, but also about my actual physical being. I think, honestly, up to that point, I didn't really think about myself, if that makes sense. And so this forced me, because I needed to pay more attention, not only to the fuel and the training, but to what my body, how it was responding and what it needed from me. This was kind of an eye-opener, a little bit of a turning point for me, because what it made me realize was how far away from my body I had become, if that makes sense. It's one of those things, you know your body's there, but are you paying attention at all? And of course, there's lots of different relationships with our bodies that we have through the years. Do you have a relationship with your body? And is it a good one? Are you friends or frenemies? Or you don't even know each other at all, complete strangers? Since our life is experienced through our bodies, it's an important thing to at least begin to explore more about it. Maybe learn a little bit more about her and see what she likes, doesn't like. How is she feeling these days? So taking a moment here and there through your day just to check in is a good way to start. We don't have to do an hour-long practice in special clothes with special equipment to tune into ourselves. Nothing against a yoga practice or a meditation practice or any other physical exercise, of course. I'm just saying sometimes undertaking something like that can feel overwhelming and stop you before you begin. I like to think of the practice, and I'm using air quotes right now. The practice is anything practical throughout your day that you can return to again and again without too much effort, that just becomes your lifestyle. And ultimately, your practice is whatever it is for you, whatever's right for you, whatever works for you, and whatever you can return to repeatedly so that you can care for yourself in this way. There's no real right or wrong. In fact, I like to exchange the word practice for exploration or experience. That sounds nice too, doesn't it? So maybe through your day, you can explore, have I been sitting too long? My legs are feeling a little tight. My back is feeling a little tight. So now you have some information that perhaps you ignored or didn't notice before. Being able to take care of your body when you get the messages, the communication that there is tension created there, and being able to release it and create ease in these spaces will only give you a better sense of yourself, a deeper connection with yourself, and just a healthier, happier feeling. Did you know that there is something called fascia in the body? And this is essentially a connective tissue throughout the entire body. But when the fascia gets dry or tight, when we don't move very often, it can actually directly affect our emotions. So I don't need to tell you or show you the research. You know, when you've been sitting too long or haven't moved very much, that you start feeling a little bit kind of sluggish and heavy, and that feeling may turn into feeling sad or angry or frustrated. And all of this could have been alleviated just by getting up and moving a little bit. I'm not talking about a whole exercise routine. I just mean going for a little walk around the office or through your house. So the information gained and then what you do with it is very important to creating change for yourself. Remember, this is all about how do I feel better? What can I do in this moment to feel better? To bring some comfort? To bring some compassion to myself? So I ask you this as you listen. Take a little scan through your body. Notice any areas that might feel a little bit uncomfortable, some discomfort or tension, and move slightly, move in some way to create ease in that place. Now, when I say move, it could be that you get up and dance and move around. That's great. But I mean even just adjusting how the weight of your body is being carried, adjusting if the knees are locked or loose, adjusting the tilt of your pelvis, Maybe tailbone tucking under a little more, or maybe tailbone tucking outwards a little more. What about where your head is in relation to your neck and your shoulders? You can make a tiny little change in your position that will actually offer you ease or a better feeling in your body immediately. And that's as simple as it is to make yourself feel better. Just in this one instance, of course, but if we connect all of these together every single day, you will feel better. There's no doubt about it. And there's no doubt in my mind that you can walk away empowered to take control of your physical body and how you are experiencing life through it. So let's just do a quick little exercise here together. If it's safe to do so, you can sit or lay down for this. We're just going to do something called a body scan, and I will guide you through it. We'll only do about 10 minutes or so. But if you can be somewhere where you won't be interrupted, that would be perfect. So just taking a moment, sitting or laying down, and just notice, just bring your awareness, your observation to being held by the chair that you sit on or the floor or bed that you're laying on. Notice the contact points between your body and the support. And then maybe take a breath or two. Again, no specific breath, just take a breath or two. And we'll start at the soles of the feet. So if you can bring your attention down to the soles of your feet. We don't pay a lot of attention to our feet unless we're wearing shoes that are too tight or something is rubbing. So let's just say hello. What's going on with the soles of the feet? Is there anything to notice? What I'd also like you to notice as we go through different areas of the body are the areas that may be really hard for you to even connect with or imagine or visualize. And I'll give you a little tip on how to reconnect those areas at the end. So, your attention is down at the soles of your feet. Can you notice if your feet are warm or cool? Can you sense if there's tension or tightness in your feet? And then how about coming up to the knees? Is there anything to notice in this area? Tingling, tightness, warmth or coolness? And then come up to the hips. If you're laying down, can you notice, does one side of your pelvis feel heavier into the ground than the other side? Or do they feel evenly balanced? If you're laying down, can you notice your tailbone? Is it poking into the ground? Or is it smooth against the ground? And then noticing the length of the spine coming up from the tailbone up to the base of the head. There will be some areas, if you're laying down, that are not touching the floor. So notice those areas that do not touch the floor. And also notice the areas of your spine that do touch the floor. And notice your shoulders, your shoulder blades on the floor. Do the shoulder blades feel like they're poking into the floor, or are they flat and smooth against it? And if you're sitting, could you notice your shoulders? And do they feel even, or does one shoulder feel like it's dropping down a little bit in comparison to the other shoulder? Do the shoulders feel like they're curving forward, or pressing backwards, or somewhere in between. And coming down the arms into the palms of the hands. We use our hands so much, so this may be quite easy to connect with, the palms of the hands. Just noticing that you have hands. And are they warm or cool? Is one cooler than the other? Are they tingly? Is there anything to notice? And then coming up the neck, just noticing if you're holding your neck at all. And if you are, see if you can let go just a tiny bit. Another area that many people hold tension is the jaw. So coming up to the jaw and just noticing, are the teeth together or slightly apart? Are you clenching your jaw or is it relaxed? And if you are clenching, see if you can release there just a tiny bit. Coming up to the place around your eyes. Do your eyes feel tired? Or do they feel fresh and clear? Does the skin around your eyes feel tight? And if so, can you imagine letting go around your eyes? And finally, coming up to the top of the head, notice your scalp. Is there anything to notice in this area? Does your scalp feel tense or relaxed? And then taking in the sensation of your whole body. So see if you can imagine your whole body, whole right side, whole left side, the entire back part of your body, the entire front part of your body, upper body, lower body. Notice your whole body. We're simply observing with curiosity and love. Nothing to change. And then if there is a way to bring a tiny bit more ease into those spaces, go ahead and reposition yourself or move or whatever it is you need to create that for yourself now. And then take a nice breath and let it go, maybe with a sigh or just a regular exhale. Maybe do that again, that feels good. And just relax there for a moment. Anyone who may have had trouble connecting into certain areas, here's a little insider tip for you, and it's a way that will immediately connect the brain with that place. So next time we do this, you most likely will have an easier time connecting to those areas. This is where we would use feedback from, say, props, yoga blocks, yoga balls, foam rollers, things like this, but it doesn't have to be a special yoga block or anything like that. It could be a rolled towel, for instance, or a rolled blanket. So if you felt like, I'll give the example of the soles of the feet. If the soles of the feet were kind of tricky to connect with, you could grab a squash ball and just roll the squash ball under your feet, tennis ball, squash ball, anything that could be rolled under the feet. If you don't have something like that, you could also, again, use a rolled up face cloth, something small like that, where you can feel the sensation of something under your foot, essentially. And just connect. You could close your eyes. This will give a better message signal from the brain to that part of your body. So in the case of the feet, I would put the ball under my foot or the towel, roll my feet, and close my eyes, and just let the brain recognize the foot again. And this is a very easy way to kind of get all the parts of your body back online, as it were. So give that a try. Until the next episode, it would be lovely to practice those little tiny moments, little tidbits or snacks of noticing yourself. It could look like noticing the chair you're sitting in, noticing the sensation of the chair, if it's firm or soft, noticing the movement of your body as you walk, noticing where you have created areas of tension from staying in one position too long. This is an excellent way to begin bringing awareness and reconnecting and cultivating that beautiful relationship with yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bring Into Being with me, Julie Chapman, your host. And before we end, I just want to let you know to look for the links that I've included below. There will be more information if you're looking for it, and some more practices for tuning into the body to be found there. I wish you happy exploring. Take good care, my friends.